Mr. Speaker, please recognize Representative Liebman for CCR to House Bill 1156.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1156 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Office of the State Auditor and Inspector.
Representative Liebman, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1156 shows a 7% reduction in the Auditor Inspector's office. Be happy to answer any questions. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the conference committee report? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, I was reading in the title, it says Rural Economic Action Plan, but I don't find that in my copy of the bill. Is there money for the Rural Economic Action Plan in the bill?
I don't think so, and I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
Thank you. Referring to the cover page where the signatures are, at the top it says by and then title, Office of the State Auditor and Inspector Making Apportions Rural Economic Action Plan Fund. But I cannot find that in this bill. Is it in the bill?
I don't believe so. The bill calls for 169 FTEs and a 7% reduction. And also the inspector is responsible for overseeing the stimulus money. So he's going to be somewhat short this year.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Could you explain the difference? I think this is the first time we've had numbers in these bills. Could you explain the difference between the appropriation line and the total line on just any of the categories, but maybe specifically, let's say, state agency services?
All right, just a second. The appropriation is the correct amount of money that he's getting, $5,873,000. The total over there is probably some money that is money he goes out and does these audits of counties, school boards, school districts, and that's the additional money that I believe he hopes will come in. And he has a problem collecting most of it. But we're appropriating $5.8 million. Thank you for your questions.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Liebman moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1156 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Office of the State Auditor and Inspector.
Representative Liebman now moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Joyner votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Wright John votes aye. Representative Jett votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes aye. Representative Watson votes aye. Representative Inns votes aye. Representative Miller votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes aye. Representative Cooksey votes aye. Representative Billy votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
93 aye, 2 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Liebman now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
93 aye, 2 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.